Hi, my name is Charisse Myers, and I'm here to welcome you today to APTA's official podcast, The Transit Authority. Today, we have an amazing team to present to you from Greater Cleveland RTA, and we will start today's conversation with their General Manager and CEO, India Birdsong Terry. So, India, please, we are celebrating National Mentoring Month. Can you tell me a bit about your program?
Sure. Well, first, thank you for having us today. We're really excited to be here in the booth. This feels so professional for us. I think we're going to do a good job explaining to you the mentorship program that we have going on. We're really excited to be part of the conversation about how to make RTA better, and then also how to add value to our employees' lives. I think the internal and external conversation about workforce development really has to encompass the total body, right? The well-being, so the mental health, and also the mentorship that goes into keeping our employees happy and healthy. And part of that is being able to have someone to talk to. So we're going to talk to you today about what mentorship means to us. And I think the road to success, hopefully knock on wood, right, that we can keep it moving and kind of expand the program, but really the holistic approach to what we think it takes to keep someone employed, but also keep them wanting to get to retirement. Just as a side note, if I can, we actually had our retirees come to our board meeting this morning, which is apropos for the conversation. And it was amazing to hear the stories. These folks that had spent 20, 30, 40, sometimes years with RTA, and a lot of them started out from humble beginning. A lot of them said that they had no idea that they would stay that long. And some people actually fulfilled their promises to themselves that they would actually retire from RTA. So being able to get to that podium, I think it was very humbling. And a lot of them mentioned they could not do it without someone else. So this is probably the embodiment of that kind of conversation, to be able to say that we need each other to work together, and mentorship is just the beginning.
Incredible story, right? And very much so connected. I hope that some of those retirees are some of the people who were nurturing some of the new operators as they come into your organization. That leads us to George, who has a dual role in this particular instance, in that George is also the vice chair of one of the subcommittees for the Workforce Development Committee with APTA. So, George, please, from the HRVP perspective, tell us more. We are interested.
Yes, Charisse, appreciate you having us. As Ms. Birdsong Terry mentioned, we're excited to share the program and how we do what we do. I think it's really important to note, particularly for our program, as we've looked at our operator workforce over the last few years. Most notably, this year, we recognize that over 40% of our operators are within the 0 to 5 year tenure. So we've gone through a lot of retirements, as Ms. Birdsong Terry mentioned. We have retirements every quarter that come in, and we see operators of an experienced level that have given back and that have made it to the finish line. And so now there's a big group of people that are at that 0 to 5 year time frame that really need our help. They really need us to make sure that their retention at RTA becomes something long term, becomes something that could potentially be 30 years or be retirement. And so our positive impact program is put in place so that those experienced operators can help those first year operators navigate lifestyle changes, changes to schedules, changes within how they interact with our hierarchy, changes with how they drive. A new operator is faced with a number of different challenges to overcome, and this mentorship program just enhances their ability to be able to overcome them. A couple of other things that you should note, and our team will probably talk about this, our operator mentoring program is across all three of our modes, bus, rail, and paratransit. And it was put out to all three modes all at the same time. So we try to nurture everyone that's out on the road that's impacting our customers. Additionally, as we've looked at the last year, among those operators that are new, that have been assigned a mentor, and roughly 99 mentees have 74 mentors, but among those mentees, we've seen an 86% retention rate over the last year. So we know some things are working. We know we want to improve some things, but we know we're on the right track. Additionally, we've seen a 30% decrease in operator absences and then a 50% decrease in operator misses. We know that showing up is half the battle, right? And so these mentors give those mentees that opportunity to really show up and really be able to improve each day, every day.
So next up is Wendy, who is going to tell us about Greater Cleveland RTA's holistic approach. Wendy.
Thank you. From a workforce development perspective, we have done quite a bit of work on preparing the operators as they're coming into RTA to begin their journey to be coached, developed, and invested in. So 85% of our new operators, which for 2023 was 199, they began their experience as RTA employees in a Tri-C classroom. So they come into the classroom, they're seated, members of our training and talent acquisition staff meet them. And the first thing we say is, we believe in you. We know you can be successful. We've assessed you and you have the capabilities to do this work. The second thing is, we're investing in your education because you will pass the written test by the end of this week. And so a lot of people have not entered a formal classroom setting since they left high school, or you know, some of them in a different career were in college. And then the third thing is, we're committed to supporting you now until you graduate from this program.
Absolutely love it. Wendy, if I might ask you a question, right? Let's just say, since you said this really isn't cut and paste kind of thing, if I was an organization, and some of you can just kick in here too, if I was an organization and I wanted to say, you know, my very first step to putting a program like this together, what would you advise would be my first step to taking this kind of a holistic approach to putting a mentorship program together?
So I believe in, sometimes your best lessons are your failures. And so I am responsible for one of the failed starts of the program, where Darnell and I thought we could establish this between training and ATU. Did not work out. We really recognized what was missing is our operations partners, because we needed them to engage, because a lot of the work that's being done is coming from the operations organization. And so I'll let Nick talk about that.
Sure. Charisse, that's actually a huge part of our story. And as we're out and telling people about our program that we're so excited about, it really began as a concept back in 2017. And so the failures that Wendy alluded to are a big part of the success, in our opinion. So we were able to learn from them. And you say, you know, what is the very first thing you need to do? I think it is alignment between union and management. I think you have to make sure that you build trust, you collaborate, and you're moving forward together in this endeavor. I think that is the most critical thing to do. And as we look at our past failures, or false starts, as we like to call them, there's really two of note. And the first has to do with, you know, getting down the road in 2017 and 2018 with a union leadership regime. We get to the union election cycle and there's complete changeover. And really on the management side, taking for granted all of the trust and collaboration that was built with the prior regime. And so it just kind of fizzled out because we didn't put forth that good faith effort with new union leadership. The second false start, if you will, management still had a desire to kick this thing off. And so we thought that we could kind of put it together as a package and ship it out. So centralize and then push it out to our operating districts. And it just failed to get that organic buy-in that it needed. And so you fast forward to 2022, which is really when this new version of the Positive Impact Program took off. And it started with myself on the management side and my colleague Darnell Morris on the union side, getting together, level setting, building trust, collaborating, talking with the ATU International, who are a huge part in terms of guiding us, in terms of lessons learned and best practices from other agencies. And then really involving the front lines of each of our four operating districts where we kicked this off. So we always wanted to make sure that we had equal management and labor representation. So we had transportation managers from each of the four districts at the table with us, as well as senior operators who represented, you know, the operator workforces at each of their locations at the table. And we move forward together, growing organically, developing organically. And that's kind of what led us to the point where we could launch in August of 2022. As George had said earlier, the 1 year mark of program launch, we saw a 36% increase in new operator retention for those who were paired with a mentor, as well as a 30% decrease in absences and a 50% decrease in misses. So we saw incredible bang for the buck, the 1 year mark, and it makes us very excited and looking to the future in terms of where we want to go. We really have two tangible goals that we'd like to achieve in the near future. And one is to grow the program to the point where we can ensure that every single new operator that comes to Greater Cleveland RTA can be paired with a mentor for a period of 1 year. And then the second is to move our program into an apprenticeship. So that's really where we're looking to in the future with this program.
Fantastic. Wow. I feel like I've learned so much about this program, and this is probably a really good place for us to take a really short break. Do not miss the second half of hearing about what Greater Cleveland RTA is doing in their mentoring program. We'll be right back.
Did you know that APTA conducts peer reviews for its members on a broad range of issues such as operations, safety, organizational efficiency, and more? Visit APTA.com and learn more about this valuable member resource.
I am excited to welcome you back so that we can continue this conversation. You are listening to APTA's official podcast, The Transit Authority. We are here with our very special guests from Greater Cleveland RTA. You are hearing from Nick, and I want to go back to you, Nick. So you've learned all these lessons. You're having all this success. Your data is amazing. Ha, I'm going to challenge you just a little bit. Are you helping the industry at large, right? Are you sharing this information? Are you ensuring that other organizations also benefit from your success?
I like to think that we are. We benefited from great guidance. And I want to call out somebody in particular, Jermaine Gibson from the ATU International, who not only has assisted us from his current seat with ATU, but also shared a lot of lessons learned from VTA, you know, which is one of, if not the longest running successful mentoring apprenticeship program in the country. And we really took a lot of lessons from them to build our program. And we've really just tried to return the favor and pay it forward. So we've always been willing to pick up the phone if somebody wants to call or shoot an email, you know, when they hear about our program. We have the benefit of being launched relatively recently. So it's very fresh in our memory. It's still dynamic. We're still in the process of organically growing, developing. We're very willing to share lessons learned. So when I talked about the failures or false starts, that's always a part of our story, just because we want to be an open book. So that, in my opinion, was a huge part of our success, was going through that, learning the hard way. We like to share that with others. So we've had several conversations in the past months, people coming to visit Cleveland RTA, being on webinars, phone calls, emails. And I'd like to say, you know, myself, as well as my partner in crime on the union side, Darnell Morris, the vice president of our ATU Local 268, both of us are very willing to have a conversation, tell our story, and help however we can.
Thank you. My name is Darnell Morris, and I'm an operator and the mentoring coordinator here at the GCRTA, as well as the vice president of the Amalgamated Transit Local 268. And from a union standpoint, it took the collaboration of us together that started this or has moved it to where it is. And let me stop there and back up a little bit. I am part of the false starts that happened the prior two times. So from the very beginning to see where things, we missed some of the points and things like that, to now have gone on and been able to connect up with management and watch the growth as we put it together. One of my jobs is to be out constant check-ins with the TMs, with the members, with the mentors and mentees, as well as to make sure that they see, for one, their union brother right there, along with the company to go, okay, this is okay. It's okay to do this, become part of this. So that's where one of my roles are. The growth with management and the way that we do it, it shows well. Our members say it. We have stories documented to show our growth. Our numbers are showing it and that kind of thing. In addition to it, the trust and impact that we have with one another that is have developed. Again, I told you I was in the beginning stages of the ones that didn't work. And to be sitting here at the table right now is a world of difference. We are there now and constantly moving. We're very open-minded with one another. Now, I will say there are certain days, not everything goes exactly, but Nick and I, who have been together, it's a phone call, it's a couple emails, and again, we're right back at it and outdoing what we have to do. So in addition to being a mentor lead, and I have mentees of my own, I am the default person if there's some changes about for mentors or mentees or whatever. So I kind of try to keep my hands in all districts, all issues, or whatever it is there. So with all of that going on, the buy-in, we are up and just growing.
You say that you are like in all districts and all places. Tell me, like, a day in the life of Darnell. Guide us through it. Come in at time, go to make sure that you're of service. Where? How does this work?
Well, I'll give an example. Our peer transit location, one of our mentors starts at 5 a.m. So I kind of set my schedule up to start out at that location at 5 a.m. to literally sit next to him or her as they're distributing buses and getting them together. And then we go over, how's it going with your mentee? Is there an issue, or is there something going on with other mentees, or just what the issue may be? Some things at times they'll relate to me in confidentiality, and I'll then move on and try to meet with the TM whenever their shift comes in. But just a number of things. There's not a set schedule, and I may leave that location and go over to another location for a pairing or an interview of a new one. So kind of all over the place.
All over the place in a good way, Darnell.
Yes.
I know that we talk about leadership often in the transportation industry from a title-driven perspective, but I just want to make sure that if nobody else has told you, you're a whole boss, sir.
Well, thank you. I don't look at it as that way. You heard Ms. Birdsong say earlier there were retirees that was at the board member. When I started here in 2006, there were retirees. There was no mentoring program, but there was a person that would just come up to you and go, young man, you should tuck your shirt or fix your tie or whatever. And from that point on, I've always followed it.
I like it. It was done for you and you do it for others. Good job.
Yes.
Virtual high five. Let's get it. Now that takes me over to someone who I must admit I have a personal affinity for, and that's DaVita. This is not my first time having an opportunity to work with her. I don't want to say she's my favorite, but she's my favorite. DaVita, please continue the Greater Cleveland RTA story and tell us more about this mentoring program from your vantage point.
Yeah, I have a very unique vantage point. Being a transportation manager in the actual operating district, I get to see firsthand how the Positive Impact Program has really impacted those frontline employees. I see the impact basically in two areas. One is performance issues, And the second area is when they have to navigate adverse personal experiences outside of work that can significantly impact their career at RTA. So one of my favorite stories is about an operator who kind of came into RTA at the same time that we were launching the RTA mentoring program. And I have to admit, Charisse, he couldn't stay on route to save his life. He ended up off route almost consecutively 3 or 4 days in a row, to the point where we had a bus in the metro parks. That's not part of our service area. But I brought him in and I really wanted to get rid of him. But he had a commitment to getting the job right. He showed this perseverance that I want to do this job. Give me another chance. And it was a perfect time to pair him up with a mentor. Total 180 in his performance. He is now a great operator. He's been with us now for a year and 11 months, going on almost 2 years. And I remember when he achieved his 1 year anniversary, he came into the office and he stated, "Thank you for giving me a chance and thank you for pairing me up with his mentor." He said that this job experience has changed his family's life. He's been able to purchase his family's first home. He purchased a two-family so that part of his family could live in the home with him upstairs or downstairs. So for me, it was just rewarding to hear how this positive impact program, the mentoring program, was able to save the career of some people who weren't the best fit originally, but they've grown into that. A second experience we have is another operator fresh into the program, had only been at RTA for a month, and she instantly ran into a situation outside of work that affected her ability to really maintain her employment. She was able to speak to her mentor, and there's a confidentiality agreement that exists between them. Situations may come up. They can discuss that with their mentor. And as long as it's not something that's egregious or affects the safety of RTA, they can hold that conversation privately. But as it turned out, the mentor suggested for her to come to me. Let me know what's going on. We were able to give this young lady some time off, allow her to sort through her problems. And again, she's one of our long-term employees now. She's been here for a year and a half. So those type of experiences, watching people rely on mentors, create those trusting relationships, these friendships, basically, someone to hold their hand through the first year or so of employment, it really allows for them to maintain employment here at the organization. And I have one more. I have another operator, again, someone who may not be a great fit. However, I paired his mentor up to go out and ride on his bus with him. He provided tips in regards to setting up for right turns. He's provided information about how to possibly wait for customers, but if they're way down the block, maybe it's not a great idea. But the mentee was so appreciative of that experience. He sent the mentor a text and just let him know, "I really appreciate you riding with me. I'm going to employ some of those techniques that you gave me. I'm going to be a good driver here. You wait and see." So when the mentor text messaged with me, it just makes me feel good knowing that by offering additional support to brand new employees, that they have a greater chance of staying a part of our RTA family.
Those are all amazing stories. So I guess to close this out, I would say that, wow, good work, Greater Cleveland, RTA. I hope you feel good about what you're doing. You are making an impact in your city for your customers and in the industry. Wow. Do any of you have any closing words, any closing comments that you would like to make before we wrap up another episode of APTA's official podcast?
Yeah, I do have something to say. Big surprise, right? So the team is used to it. I just wanted to say I'm really proud of us, you know, and thank you for the opportunity to have us here to be able to explain how the program has gone through its ebbs and flows. I think we're in a good place. I think that we are really leading the charge when it comes to understanding the holistic approach to the mental health challenges that we all go through, but seldom do we say it out loud. And this is a good opportunity to do that. I know a lot of our sister agencies, we all have EAP programs, right? And programs for mental health and being able to get through situations like Davita mentioned that might not necessarily happen at work, but can still affect how we function at work. And I like to look at this as an extension of that, an informal extension. One thing that Devita mentioned that I think is really key is that mentorship comes in all forms, and it's really a friendship. Mm-hmm. It's really your colleague that's functioning more as your friend, right? With the benefit of being able to be a professional as well and being able to look out for you so that you're not doing it alone. This job in this industry is not for the faint of heart, no matter what facet of it you work in, whether you're operating, you know, machinery or vehicle. I call it machinery because those buses are heavy and, you know, they're more than drivers, right? So whether you're an operator or a maintenance employee or an administrative support, a manager, whatever your vocation is, it's public service and it's not easy. And I think this opportunity to say thank you and appreciate the hard work that people put into serving the public every day is what our employees deserve, and the managers deserve it as well as that high praise to put the blood, sweat, and tears into creating it. So really, this is a labor of love, and so we appreciate it, and we support and appreciate the union, too. I couldn't be remiss in not mentioning that, mm-hmm. right? I'll be quick. I think that we need to keep instilling the professionalism and the respect in our colleagues. You heard Nick referred to Darnell as his colleague, right? That is not lost on me. It's not lost on our team. That is the mantra of the RTA, to treat everyone with the utmost respect. We sit on two sides of the table, but we share the table, right? So we're here for the same reason, and we have to be able to get to the same goal. So this is a great embodiment of that effort. So thank you.
This is another phenomenal episode of APTA's official podcast. You heard it best from the General Manager and CEO of Greater Cleveland RTA, Miss India Birdsong Terry. I want to thank you so much for coming to this podcast and sharing your experience, your expertise, your lessons learned. We will all learn from this. I'm going to go ahead and put you on the spot and say, I hope that I will see you in August at APTA's Workforce Summit so that we can gather up and even, you know, collaborate with some of the other organizations that also have successful mentor programs and share with the industry the how-to, because they can do it too. We can do it too. We can humanize this organization and ensure that we are creating pipelines and also that we are retaining our workers, because this is an industry where people can buy their first home. This is an industry where people can come from one economic place and be in another economic place. This industry helps people to build lives and thrive. So let's ensure that we are doing our part to make sure that the transportation industry not only lives, but thrives. I am Charisse Myers, and this episode is a wrap. Thank you for joining us.